deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. Oftentimes, when I discuss with someone how education should be Christian, they say, well, the Christians who run Christian schools are not always Christ-like. While this is a seemingly reasonable assertion, it isn't a logical one. Imperfect humanity is not a legitimate reason for rejecting the perfect Jesus. Pointing to man's imperfections does something important. It evidences man's sin nature, and therefore to only God's ability to save mankind from his own sin. Thus, those who point to a Christian's hypocrisy do nothing but concede that man is a sinner in need of a Savior. Additionally, education must not be man-centered, that is, humanistic, which is a religion that essentially makes the teacher's expertise dispositive of the child's quality of education. This, of course, is an important issue, especially when it comes to teaching, a profession comprised of imperfect human beings. Making a teacher's expertise dispositive of the child's quality of education exalts the procedure of teaching over the substance of what is taught. We must rely on the substance of Jesus, the source of all knowledge. With a completely private education system, if you don't like the school your child attends, you can send him or her to another school. But with a civil government school system, if you don't like the school your child attends, you have recourse, but only at the expense of paying out of pocket, above and beyond what you already pay in taxes. Christians are, by definition, admittedly imperfect. But at least we pursue displacing ourselves with Jesus and his ways. This is exactly the opposite of the civil government schools, which encourage man to explore his own ways. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.